trying to find a successor for you.
Well, it's beginning to leak out, and that's this.
Well, now I thought. You don't want it.
It's going to look like there's some mess because I was subjected to enough rumors last winter to last me a lifetime.
Oh, well, I thought that what we could do is I could go with it at for the PMs tomorrow, and I could get you back a letter. And we could announce it, and then I could put this fellow in, a deputy or undersecretary?
He's the same as an undersecretary. He's a deputy. I don't mind holding down the fort for a while, but I want it on the basis
of
knowing
that. Well, why don't we do this? Why don't we announce that you're going to resign as of August 1st, and we can announce it tomorrow.
All right.
The only problem, as I say, is that...
It doesn't have to even be that soon. If it's more convenient for you to make it the...
Well, why don't we make it Monday,
August,
then?
August,
no, that's fine. It's only what I'm trying to do. I figure that once you're... It's announced that you're going, then I'll get a lot of heat from a lot of people about different people to appoint, and I ought to know in my own mind who I'm going to appoint, but we're having some difficulty finding somebody who fulfills the problem. But I think, in fairness, we don't want it seeping out, so... What about having it tomorrow? We can do it for Monday p.m. So I can do it up at the Cape on Sunday and release the letters for Monday a.m. Why don't we do that?
All right.
Is it your judgment it will hold till then, or is it around more than that?
Well, there have been three calls this week, including one from Chicago. One from Chicago.
The press?
This was some woman out there that's a friend of the family that heard it from somebody here in Washington. Had the story quite accurately.
I see.
I'm Jerry Klutz called up on Monday. Some guy from Business Week magazine came over here this week.
I see.
I see, right. I feel it.
Okay, I tell you what let's do. Let me get a letter to you. I've got your letter. And let me get a letter to you and to, I'll try to get it for PMs tomorrow. That'd be Friday. And at the latest, I'll put it out Sunday for AMs Monday. But it'll be one of those two times, and I will call you tomorrow morning around 9:30 and say what it looks like. If I can get a successor, I would rather announce it, because otherwise I know I'll get a lot of heat saying you ought to come from this part of the country or that part of the country, or you ought to be a woman or somebody. Something like that.
Yeah, I know the problem.
So why don't we go ahead then either tomorrow afternoon p.m. or Monday morning a.m., and I'll call you in the morning. In the meanwhile, I'll get...
Once it's announced, if it's more convenient for your purposes for me to hold the fort for a couple of weeks or 3 weeks, I do that till the 1st of September or any time earlier.
No, actually, I think the problem really is more the problem of the succession, and I think once we announce it, seems to me that we can go pretty quickly and just make this fellow, if we do have an interim period, your second man, just make him active, which we can do for a couple of weeks, and then it will make your time easier. So I will be back in touch. In the meanwhile, I'll get a letter written.
Okay.
Fine.
All right.
Thank you. Oh, Ann, what I'll do is put it out at Pierre's noon briefing. I'll release your letter and the letter that I'm going to write to you. And if agreeable with you, I will announce that you're staying till August 9th. That's Friday, about 10 days from now.
All right.
Is that agreeable with you?
Anything you want.
Good. Thank you very much. Well, I'll put out both letters at that time. Now, wait a second.
Yeah.
Well, his briefing will be at 11, so we'll announce it from the White House at 11.
All right.
Now, if they ask... I don't know. Let me just get your letter. Is there any... You give the reasons for your
I say because of an unusual opportunity that's come to me.
Good, fine. Now, we can say, in that my letter, have you announced that you're going to go into law practice?
Well, that'll be part of the same information. The law firm will release that.
Tomorrow?
In that material I sent to you, you've got all the details.
Okay, well, I'll have Pierre can say just in his background, he understands that you're going into law practice here in Washington.
Yeah.
Fine, good. And then we'll put out both of those letters. And if there's any question, any of your people, whoever does your press stuff over there can talk to Pierre in the morning.
All right.
Good.
All right.
So we'll go in.
Another thought that I just want to pass on to you is this very outstanding Fred Thielen over here.
Who is the
third man in the department. I'm afraid about on the verge of signing, and I think maybe if somebody over there could do a little missionary work on him, it would be very helpful.
All right. Let me find out about that. Good. Fine, Ed. Thank you very much. How are you?
Hello, Mr. President.
I hope I'm not disturbing you.
Oh, no, it's always a delight to hear you.
I wondered if we could persuade you to come to work with us on a matter for several months, and that would be to be the director of what I would set up by executive order, a community relations service, which would represent the government in these various racial negotiations which are going on and will be going on over the next three or four months, partly in September with the schools, but matters such as Cambridge, Gadsden, Alabama, Savannah. We have been doing it now pretty much on an extemporaneous basis under Burke Marshall and some of the lawyers in the Civil Rights Division, but we wanted to have somebody who was not a part of the arm of the Justice Department, but who could do this until such time as the Congress might act on setting it up by statute, and we would be in a more formal position.
Who could I talk to?
I wondered if you could talk to the Attorney General, who is very anxious to have you do it, and also with Burke Marshall. And perhaps if you could come down and see us all next week, we could give you a better idea of what we have in mind.
Yes, I'm coming in on Monday in any event, and I would like to come in and talk about this. It comes like a bowl out of the blue, of course.
Right.
There's so many things you all plan.
Right.
Well, you always get the sample from people.
Yes.
But still, this doesn't mean that we're saying no by any means.
Right. Well, now, what are you going to be doing down here Monday?
It's the Labor Management Committee.
Oh, will you be meeting at the White House or over at the Labor Department?
The White House.
Oh, I see. Well, I plan to have a few minutes to talk to you then.
But I'd like that.
Good.
Much.
Bye, Mr. Carroll.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye.
Waiting.